BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Thursday's podcast, an excellent innuendo bingo with Olympic Team GB diver Chris Mears. How is unlucky Gary getting on at his first ever Glastonbury? Greg's on Real or No Real, and can I make it 4-0 on bangers? Labyrinth on BBC Radio 1, Let It Be. Right, good to be back on. It's Thursday afternoon. Charlie Puth and Selena Gomez have got a new track out. What a pop powerhouse those two are. We Don't Talk Anymore, it's called. That's coming up. Also, the UK special number one from Drake. And we'll play the 1975, all before 1:30. At 1:40, we have got Olympic diver Chris Mears jumping into the wet seat on Innuendo Bingo. He was officially selected last week to compete for the British diving squad at Rio 2016. He must feel pretty pumped about that. So we'll get Chris in at 1:45 today for bingo.
It's great to have a real professional on Innuendo Bingo as well.
Isn't
do you
it?
Know what I mean? Someone at the top of their game. Sorry, Scott, just looking on his Wikipedia right now, right? And I know Wikipedia can sometimes be wrong. It says Chris Mears is a British diver, which is right, but also says, and DJ/producer.
Fact.
Wasn't aware of that.
Yep. He supported, like, Pendulum and Labyrinth.
No way.
I think. We'll check it out with him at 1:40. Also, yesterday on the show, we did have a theory that all divers have Speedos on all the time, like, yeah, as underwear, underneath their jeans or trousers. How do we approach that with him, do you think?
This is going to be one of those things that you'll want me to ask the questions.
I'm not interested.
No?
I think we should probably see whether the theory is correct or not.
Yeah.
I'll leave that with you.
Yeah, but it's a tricky thing to ask, isn't it, if he's not wearing Speedos? If he's wearing Speedos, I think it's all fine.
Yeah, game on.
But as we said yesterday, it is just his work clothes.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, I'll leave that with you. Our very own Hugh Stevens joined us on Tuesday for a Glastonbury Innuendo Bingo special, and it was super wet. And your final one today on Hugh Stevens Innuendo Bingo. It's BBC Radio 2 with Jeremy Vine. Got your waters there?
Mm-hmm.
I'm fascinated by today's talking topic on Jeremy's show.
Alan Brunigius, I think probably. Hornchurch, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How's your crack?
It's big.
Right.
It was a really good one with Hugh on Tuesday. More of the same, please, today with Chris Mears, Olympic diver at 1:45.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, there's some quite unpleasant messages coming in from people like this one saying, don't be a melt. Of course he doesn't have Speedos on under his trousers. Well, we'll ask him. That's our theory, that all divers wear them all times.
Yeah, you'd think he'd always be dive ready, wouldn't you?
Yeah, especially in the run-up to Rio, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You might need to dive at any point.
Do you think he gets tempted by puddles, that kind of thing? Do you know what I mean? Just what with the bad weather knocking around the UK at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, if he lives in the southeast, he must have been very tempted last night because it was pouring.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
So I might just get out there and have a little dive. Chris Mears, all these questions will be asked with Chris Mears at 1:45 on Innuendo Bingo. After three today, I've agreed that we'll chat to Unlucky Gary. I think, I think one of his phone batteries has gone already. You know, he's taken like two battery packs. One of those is off already, one day in.
Well, just lost it to the mud.
I think so, yeah. It rained quite hard last night, I think.
Yes, awesome.
So it's Unlucky Gary, my friend who bad things happened to. It's his first ever Glastonbury experience, and we'll catch up with him just after three this afternoon. By the way, can you put a note in your phone for me?
What do you want me to put in?
Can you remind me tomorrow morning that I'm doing the breakfast show?
I'm not doing that. You've told me off for me telling you to remind me that we're doing breakfast show. You've told me off for that exact reason before.
I just keep forgetting that we're actually on tomorrow. Yeah. Why are we on? Because Grimmy's in Glastonbury.
Grimmy's going to Glastonbury, so tomorrow and Monday we're doing the breakfast show.
Right. If you could just write that in for me, that'd be great.
Well, I don't need to because there'll be enough people listening. If you don't mind just messaging Scott on Twitter.
Yeah, message me like tonight.
That'd be early, wouldn't it? Yeah, just a quick reminder before bed, if
about
that's okay.
About like 10 or 10:30 tonight. Just give me a little mention on Twitter there, just to remind me, because you know what I'm like. Here's the 1975.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That's Zedd and Hayley Williams and Stay the Night, and Adele, Send My Love on BBC Radio 1. And here is diver Chris Mears. Hello.
Hello.
Good to see you. Yeah. And congratulations as well for being selected for the diving squad in Rio.
Mate, thanks very much.
Yeah. It's are you feeling confident?
Yeah. It's going to be a bit, weird one. Obviously I've been training my whole life for this one moment, and it's just, it's over so quickly. But I'm really excited for it.
Yeah.
Is part of the problem with training to be a diver that as soon as you do a dive, you actually have to spend a lot of your time then walking upstairs, don't you?
That's like a killer.
That's a large part of the job, isn't it?
Yeah. That's where you get the quad strength from.
It must feel, in a way, like exciting but quite daunting as well.
100%. London, like for me, I competed in London, and like that was an amazing experience, and I just went out there and enjoyed it. Like I literally didn't think once about any outcome. Whereas going into this games, like we do have targets and we do have outcomes we want to achieve, but like I think there's certain processes we need to do to be able to get that. It's not like I'm just going to be stood there like I was in London with a massive smile on my face, just like looking at my family like, hey, it's very different this time.
Right, okay. More pressure.
Yeah, definitely.
It must be a dream though. Like imagine having an Olympic medal. That'd be amazing.
It is really cool.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
Did you get the Olympic tattoo as well? Did you get that done?
I did.
And was that something everyone on the team got done?
Me, Tom and Sarah all went in Plymouth after the games and got it done. Yeah, it was really fun.
And we were just talking about it. You kind of do a bit of music production and DJing as well, right?
I do, yeah.
Okay, when did that start then?
I started production when I got quite ill when I was young, when I was about 15, 16. And like my cousin's really good like with music production and stuff. So he showed me most of the ropes. And then I just kind of did my own thing with it and started playing some live shows and stuff.
Right. Okay. Where have you DJed?
I've DJed like all around London, Zurich, Mexico. Like,
wow.
I do a lot of work in Mexico.
Hello. Yeah. And what do you play? And what do you produce as well? What kind of stuff?
I used to produce just in progressive house, similar to like what was just on, like Zed. But now I'm kind of going a bit more like mainstream, more kind of pop, and like, yeah, I just really like the creative process with it. It's just like something that I like doing when I'm not training. Yeah. Like I just come home and I can just come home to like an open project.
It is two different worlds though, isn't it? Because I was trying to work out in my head what the crossover can be between the two. Because I think there's something quite wonderful, but I guess it's only if you're really dancing, isn't it? And that's the only middle ground, really.
Well, I think everyone has that assumption that like, oh, DJing, you know, the culture of like drinking and all of this kind of stuff. But obviously, when I play shows, it's quite difficult because obviously I'm a full-time athlete.
Yeah.
I don't do much stuff like DJing and live shows in my season. I do it all in my off-season.
Right.
So you can party.
Yeah, my off-season. Yeah.
But at the moment, it's like, what are you training every single day?
I have Sundays off. That's my cheat
joy,
day.
Isn't it?
That's my little Domino's day.
And okay, so there is that's quite good that you get a cheat day, though.
Oh, 100%. Like, I couldn't eat as good as I do and like keep up that hard work and like progress without having that one day of just kind of letting it go.
What are you eating, then?
Every day?
Yeah.
Salads and, you know, it doesn't have to be boring. Right. I tend to make my own kind of nice chickeny meals, fry ups like that.
That's wicked. And then treat day.
Stir fry, not fry up.
Fry up.
Yeah, big old fry up.
And then treat day is pizzas.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Oh, that's so, I love pizza.
Yeah, wicked.
Yeah.
See, he allows himself that.
So you can, if you want to do one day of just pizzas, right, you can be an Olympic diver.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Tom Daly didn't say that before, did he?
No, he didn't.
I think Tom's diet's a little bit more different to mine.
Is it?
Yeah. I think I'm right with having a pizza.
Right.
I don't have Tom.
Yeah, he's really not.
Maybe sometimes. Yeah. We might have put some veg on there.
So Tom Daly's done this game that you're about to play.
Yes.
He's done it before.
That,
He has. Now, we've got a theory about divers, haven't we, Chris?
Yeah, well, it's that you're always dive ready. So you must always be in Speedos.
I see. That's a nice theory.
Is it true?
It may be true. It may be.
Are you wearing
Speedos right now? Weird thing to ask. You see? I am.
Okay.
Well, you know, I'm always ready. I've got a photo shoot after this. So, have you? Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's do... if we could see that would be good, wouldn't it, Chris? You'd like that.
Yes. So what are we doing here? Are you donning your work outfit for Innuendo Bingo today?
I think it's probably...
It seems right.
Yeah, I think it's right.
All right, that's what we do then.
Okay. Well, we'll do Nash and Olivia O'Brien, and then we'll play Innuendo Bingo with Chris
Olympic
Mears.
Innuendo Bingo.
Olympic Innuendo Bingo with Chris in his work clothes. Hell, that's coming next.
I hate you, I love you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'll never be heard.
Nash and Olivia O'Brien, that's a massive song. I hate you, I love you on BBC Radio 1. Okay, the cameras are on for Innuendo Bingo, Olympic style.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Olympic diver Chris Mears is here. He's on his way to Rio. He got selected last week. And what better training than Innuendo Bingo today? I mean, obviously, like, you're doing more training than that in the gym and that, but this is, this has got water. It's wet. Same.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was some very dramatic music.
Oh yeah, we like to drama it up, you know.
Yeah,
it's a big game.
I feel like this is really important.
Yeah.
So if you're just joining us on Radio 1, Chris is wearing his work clothes. We have a theory that all divers are just in Speedos underneath their trousers all the time. And he is, as you can see now on the Radio 1 website. It's quite weird because Chris Mears is sat there in his Speedos, and Chris, you're wearing full-on hoodie and jeans.
Yeah, well,
there.
We're both wearing our work clothes. That's the agreement that we've come to. But yeah, it is a strange situation.
Bit weird.
For both of us, probably.
Well, probably a little bit more for you than for me.
Yeah.
I'm fairly comfortable in seeing you in a hoodie and jeans. I mean, you look great, so it's great. I don't know how you feel. Hopefully,
it's a new one, isn't it, Chris?
It's a new one. It's just a sort of keep eyes up situation.
Do you know that I think the last person where you played with no clothes on was with McLovin.
Yeah, we had a strange situation McLovin suggested a shirts off.
Scenario.
Innuendo Bingo, which we went along with, but it was weird.
Okay, so you just put the water in your mouth, and then obviously it comes out if you find the innuendo funny. Various bits of TV or radio from the last few days. First of all, on Innuendo Bingo, water please in your mouth as much as you can bear. We're going over to Springwatch on BBC Two.
Cheers.
Now, bird watching can be sometimes long and boring and requires a lot of patience. So it's no wonder that Lolo Williams' mind began to wander just a little bit.
She'd actually been diving to 50 metres up by Longston.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that the deepest shag you've ever had here?
Yes.
Well, you don't need to use the bin, Chris Mears. You can use Chris's face.
That didn't go well at the start. It's all right. This isn't going to be good for you.
It's all fine.
Is that the deepest shag you've ever had here?
Lolo Williams
there.
Talking about the coastal bird, the shag.
What is going on?
Diving to great depths to collect fish, of course. More water, please. Now, it's over to Euro 2016, and it's Ukraine versus Northern Ireland.
It's cold, isn't it, the water?
I'm not really into football myself, but I think if Paddy McNair's half-time coverage is anything to go by, I could probably, I don't know, maybe get a bit more interested.
Now a third change coming up for Northern Ireland with Paddy McNair coming on. He was a starter against Poland. He was subbed off at half-time.
No? Didn't hear that.
He was subbed off at half time.
Being subbed off there at half time. Paddy McNair, of course.
Didn't hear it at first.
No.
I just, you know.
Yeah. More football now. Alan Shearer providing half time analysis during the Portugal versus Iceland game. Now, we all know Alan Shearer retired many years ago, but it's amazing what some of the younger players can do these days.
That was one of his harder ones. This. For him, should have done better. I know it's a difficult skill coming over your shoulder.
That was a 10.
I know it's a difficult skill coming over your shoulder.
Thanks, Alan.
Oh, my God.
Michael in Glasgow is watching Innuendo Bingo for the first time today. Hi, Michael. And also, Harv is watching on his last day of college. Harvey. And Donna, who is loving the Speedos, Chris.
Wow, thanks, Donna.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now over to Channel 4, and Born on the Same Day with Sir Ranulph Fiennes. Now, it must get pretty lonely in the Antarctic, and the conditions can be extremely treacherous, but as you'll hear, Sir Ranulph Fiennes will do whatever it takes to survive.
I couldn't pump it because I only had one hand and it kept slithering away. So I put it in my mouth and pumped it with the other hand.
That's a good new clip, that. So Renard Fiennes doing whatever it takes to survive in the cold Antarctic there.
I've seen a lot of innuendo bingo, and that was by far one of the best.
So I put it in my mouth and pumped it with the other hand.
So Renard Fiennes. Oh dear. You right there, Chris Stark?
Yep.
Chris Mears, all good?
Yeah. I'm actually just drinking the waters.
Yeah, it's fine. It's good. Got
to
keep hydrated. Now over to the Saturday show on Channel 5. And we're joining Stacey Solomon outside the gates of Buckingham Palace.
Oh my God.
Now the crowds are gathering in anticipation for the Queen's 90th birthday. Some people, they just can't contain themselves.
Oh, you should be. Matching suits always means marriage, right? You look absolutely fantastic. Are you excited?
Yes, I can't wait. Every time I come, I'm always excited.
Oh!
I love Stacey's reaction as well.
Every time I come, I'm always excited.
Oh!
Oh, Iceland. Water, please. Pretty wet one, this, lads.
Yep. I'm not very good at this, or I'm really good at it. I think... Which way you look at it.
No, we stopped, trying to hold the water in our mouths years ago. Okay, now it's over to the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, and it's Newsbeat entertainment reporter Sinead Garvan telling us about Rihanna's tour. Radio 1 entertainment reporters get all the juiciest gossip. I mean, who knew this?
Or I have another theory.
Okay, come on, give us your entertainment news theory.
This is no confirmation. No one has told me this. This is just my theory, so don't get excited, people, if I'm not right.
Okay.
She has a little slot.
Now, hang on. Sorry, I think I stopped that too soon. Sorry about that. Let me continue that.
She has a little slot, an available slot in her UK tour coming up on Sunday night.
Sorry about that slip. Sinead telling us there that Rihanna could potentially be playing at Glastonbury this year. Sorry about that. Okay, water, please. Might need to reload for this one a few times, lads.
Right, come on then. More.
We're going over to Jeremy Vine on BBC Radio 2. One of our favourite clips from last week. Here is writer and poet Gary Dexter reciting his favourite poem.
The Owl and the Pussycat by Edward Lear.
Chris, reload.
The Owl and the Pussycat went to sea in a beautiful pea-green boat. They took some honey and plenty of money wrapped up in a £5 note. The Owl looked up to the stars above and sang to a small guitar. Oh, beautiful pussy. Oh, pussy, my love.
Pause, please. Come on.
I just don't know why he says it like
that. Water.
What a beautiful pussy you are. You are. What a beautiful pussy you are.
Gary Dexter there, reciting the famous nonsense poem, The Owl and the Pussycat. Beautiful reading, I think.
He says it so sensually.
Yeah. It's really nice, isn't it? Yeah. Real nice. And finally...
Right, here we go. Mm-hmm.
Might not be finally, actually. We'll see. Over to the Winter Olympics, and it's Sweden versus Canada in the curling. Now, if I remember rightly, the curling was very popular. And, well, I can see why.
An outturn draw from Christina Bertrup. She's just come right up and sat on the face of the Canadian.
Does that happen in curling?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
An outturn draw from Christina Bertrup. She's just come right up and sat on the face of the Canadian.
Yeah. Water, please.
Oh, I want to see that clip now.
I know.
What happens.
Don't we all? Water.
Mm-hmm. Oh, beautiful pussy. Oh, pussy, my love. What a beautiful pussy you are. You are. What a beautiful pussy you are.
Okay, one more. We've got a bonus clip just for you, Chris Mears.
Oh, right.
It's a splash on ITV. Oh. Are you ever given instructions like this before taking to the diving board?
And remember!
No running!
No bumming!
And that was Olympic Inyota Bingo with Chris Mears. Listen, the best of luck in Rio, Chris.
Thanks, bud.
And thanks so much for coming in today. Excellent bingo.
Thank you.
Chris Mears, thank you. If you didn't see it now, you can watch it later on the Radio 1 website and YouTube.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills on Radio 1. That is Lily Wood and Robin Schultz and Prayer in C. You've not heard that for ages. Right, we're going to speak to Unlucky Gary at Glastonbury, his first ever Glastonbury, just after three. He's the person in my friend group where, you know, just disastrous things happen. So this is quite sweet, actually. Sophie's been on. Her mum is going to Glastonbury tomorrow and has offered to take Unlucky Gary a spare battery pack.
Oh, there's been a few people offering to help Unlucky Gary out, and however lovely that is, and it is lovely,
yeah.
I think it's better that we just see how he gets on his own.
I agree. I totally agree. We'll speak to him after three.
I find that might be more enjoyable.
So it all started, this, I think, with a random Lady Gaga fan who followed Gaga around and went...
Yes! Yes, Gaga!
Yes!
Loads of videos of it on YouTube.
Yeah, do you remember I spotted this and brought it to your attention? Because I was like, Scott, this is what you do. Everywhere you go, you always yes
Gaga,
things.
Gaga, yes!
Yes, Gaga!
Yes, Gaga!
I mean, you do it all the time. If, like, your food arrives in front of you in a restaurant, you'd be like, yes.
Contactless.
Someone walks past, you'd be like, yes. Yeah. And there's different variations of saying it as well. Like, if you maybe have had a couple of drinks on a night out, you'll really go for it.
Yes! Like,
someone, the right kind of person walks past, it'll be like, yes!
Yes.
It can be awkward. Other times include, like, when you use your contactless.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's a video of that, isn't there?
Yeah, whenever you use that, I think it's on the Radio 1 Facebook.
I get excited. It's like, when it works and it says approved, you've just touched it on the thing and it works. Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
So last night in the Euros, it made a very surprising appearance.
Well, there's been other videos as well. Do you remember the dinosaurs that went, yes?
Yes, yes, yes.
And then you have Meghan Trainor.
Gas Queen.
And now it's been on the football.
Yeah, amazing to see this last night. So this was the Iceland game. Iceland v Austria. Real last minute stoppage time goal. It's sort of been the signature thing this Euros. And this Icelandic commentator, a few people may have heard this already, but it's just so wonderful to hear yes in such a funny context.
At the Euros. Who'd have thought it? That is me after a couple of drinks.
It's you.
That is the same yes.
It's you on a night out when your contactless works. You love the emotion. Do you want to know what that translates to?
Please.
Yes, 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 yes. We are winning this. We are in the round of 16.
Gas Queen.
Never, ever, ever have I felt as good. We have never lost. Notice that. We have never lost.
Oh.
Thanks for coming, Austria. Thanks for coming.
That's so good. And Iceland are playing England next, right?
Good knowledge.
Thank you very much. Still no word on if we're going to do any commentary or not.
Oh, that was, we did kind of put it out there and said, we'd love to do that again.
I mean, I don't know, a few people at BBC Sport may be a little bit apprehensive, but
I understand why.
Last time when we did it, what we did was we did alternative commentary on the red button, and it's for the World Cup. We did two matches, and a lot of girls were saying that it was a good compromise because they put our coverage on the red button. Boyfriend or husband still gets to watch the football, but then the girlfriend gets our useless commentary.
Yeah,
so everyone wins.
But everyone's doing it. And on that tip as well, do you remember Example happened to be listening to our commentary rather than the actual commentary with his, I think, wife at the time.
Still his wife.
Before that gets confused. I mean, I wasn't sure if he was married by that point.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it was, was watching our coverage with his wife and said exactly that. It was like the perfect compromise.
It's what the red button is made for. Here is a singer-songwriter from Shropshire called Zach Said. This is Screw Loose. Oh, I can see you
when you're older. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. Never comes, we
had last night. That is The Vamps and Last Night on BBC Radio 1.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
OK, Okay, Chris is having an absolute mare on bangers this week. It has to be said.
But this kind of negativity can make things worse. I've got an absolute tune today for bangers, so I'm feeling good today.
Is it 3-0 now?
It's 3-0. Okay. Yeah, but I feel like some of your choices were technically not better. I mean, don't worry, we can both lower our game if we need to.
I don't need to lower my game.
No, you can't.
Right, Beyonce won yesterday. It's Beyonce.
With some old random song.
Not like random.
R&B room style. Anyway, look, today's on.
Okay, it's on. Ollie, hello.
Hi there.
Where are you, please?
I'm in Cardiff.
Okay, what do you do?
I work for a large chocolate company. I can't name it, though.
Oh, okay. Is it the one I'm thinking of?
I don't know. Right. I don't know which one you're thinking of.
Okay, you must get all the chocolate.
I wish. I get none at all.
You don't get any?
None. None free.
At all?
No, I need a new job.
That's mad.
Like, don't say that on the radio.
So, in your job, do you have to wear like a top hat and leery clothes? Are you the man himself?
I wish I was, but I'm not.
Are you actual?
In my dreams.
Well, maybe one day you're just an Oompa Loompa.
Right, who do you normally go for on bangers?
See, I usually pick Chris, but Scott, you've turned your game up a lot recently.
I haven't, I?
It's yeah, since the holiday he went on. He's come back with new bangers. Went away for 1 week, Scott. Comes back with new bangers.
You know me, when I go on holiday, I do like to go, come back with something new. And this time I've got some new bangers. Do you like them?
Yeah, they're
good. Okay, here's what I've got for you today. Could be the one, Avicii and Nicky Romero. It's a bit of a tune.
Oh, this is such a tune, but I'm sure I've had this on bangers myself.
Or
maybe not. Or you can have this. Some Dizzy Rascal bonkers. What a tune, eh?
He's on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with us tomorrow.
Exactly.
He's going to be joining us. He's got a brand new song out with Calvin Harris. He'll be bringing that in for us to play, and he's going to do the next tape. So,
Ooh, tricky one.
Ollie.
See, it's a big lead up to the weekend as well, so I don't know. And they're both hard choices. Yes. I think. I can't. See, Scott, I'd usually pick you at the moment, but I think it's going to have to be Chris.
Oh, yeah. No!
It's what Willy Wonka would have wanted.
No!
It's true. Willy Wonka would have wanted it.
Well done, Ollie. Right, let's have it.
Thanks, Ollie, Willy. The BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Yeah, actually, I think that was the right decision made today. That was Dizzy Rascal and Bonkers on BBC Radio 1. Shout out to Jamie in Huddersfield. That was the first dance at his wedding.
No way. Awesome.
Imagine that. Becoming the bride and groom.
Just know the in-laws would be looking, going, what?
What's this?
That sounded awesome. Well excited for Dizzy Rascal tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
What a legend.
It's been a while since we've seen him, but he's back. He's got a banging new song with Calvin Harris out. We're going to play it. We'll have Dizzy in live in the studio tomorrow morning, and he's going to stick around and do Nick's tape for us. Awesome. Daily. I've got to be honest, that's the first of their songs I've properly liked. Tame Impala and The Moment on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills here, Mumford & Sons coming up. Also, Hotter Than Hell, Dua Lipa, which is one of my jams right now, Chris.
Yeah?
Do you know who's just texted me?
Who?
Annie Mack.
Annie Mack.
Annie Mack.
Yes, Annie.
On her way to Glastonbury and she says, what time are you doing Unlucky Gary today?
No way.
And I'm like, why? She says, I really want to know how he's doing. I'm en route to Glastonbury right now and I've been telling everyone about him.
I love that.
Oh, I'm going to tell him. He's going to be so excited. Because he said to me that he wants to go and see Annie Mack and Jess Glynn.
But this is what I really want to protect. I don't want too much good stuff to happen to Unlucky Gary. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's great that Annie Mack's got an interest, but I'm undecided whether we should tell him.
I think we just, like, let's see what happens because unlucky stuff does tend to gravitate towards him. We'll speak to him in the next 10 or so minutes. Up with it, girl. Rock with it, girl. See ya. Show them it, girl. The Scott Mills Daily. Mumford & Sons and Baba Mal, There Will Be Time. 21 Pilots is coming up with Ride. Love that. And now we can cross over to Worthy Farm, where my unlucky friend, Unlucky Gary, is having his first ever festival experience. He's never, ever been to a festival before. He's decided bravely to make Glastonbury his first one ever. Hi, Gary.
Hi there.
You're right.
Yeah, not bad, you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'll tell you what you've missed. In You and the Bingo with Chris Mears today.
Yes.
You'll be watching that video later, I'm sure.
I will.
Yeah, trying desperately to get enough signal.
Yeah, although we obviously want you to save your battery so you can talk to us, so maybe just wait till you get back home.
Okay.
Also, a bit weird, the idea of imagining you in your tent watching that at Glastonbury. There's massive performances on, you're having quiet time.
Do you know who's the biggest fan of you?
Who?
Annie Mack.
Really?
She texts me earlier going, what time is Unlucky Gary on? Because she's on the she's on the way to Glastonbury and she's been telling everyone about you.
We're going to see her when she's on.
Oh, go and say hi.
Yeah.
That'll be awesome. You'll be in a massive crowd of people desperately shouting, Annie, it's me.
It's Unlucky Gary.
Unlucky Gary, last time we heard from you, you were on a coach on the way to Glastonbury, but you didn't actually have any tickets in your hand. So you've managed to get in.
So, yeah, we got in, but we had to abandon the coach because the traffic was awful. So we walked about 4 miles to get in.
Yeah.
With all our heavy luggage.
Okay.
And then when you get in, I've just never seen so much mud in my life. And you're just walking through this mud with your heavy luggage.
Yeah, I did say that, didn't I?
I had a massive sweat on.
And did you manage to bring all your luggage with you, or did you lose it along the way?
No, got it all in.
Is it like that picture I saw yesterday of those two ladies pushing those like pram things?
I feel so sorry for people with the prams. I would have abandoned them. Just the mud sticks to the wheels and they don't spin, so you're just pushing it all through.
Mm. Right. Anything else unlucky happened?
I asked a couple yesterday where the triangle stage was and they just burst out laughing.
The what stage?
Triangle stage, but it's obviously pyramid stage, isn't it? I know now.
The triangle stage.
I'm just not suited for this at all.
You are?
I don't mean I'm going to last until Sunday.
You don't? What do you mean you're not going to last? You can't leave.
It might be good when the sort of acts arrive and Jeff Gaines here and stuff, but...
We've only got another day for that, to wait until something happens.
Now it's just camping.
Yeah, talk us through that then. So you found where you needed to pitch a tent, and then, it must have been a wonderful sight watching you put up a tent.
It was a struggle. There's a few of us, so it was okay.
And you got your tent up. So what did you do last night?
I just went to, some other people's tent nearby. Just had some drinks. The diet's not going well while I'm here at all.
Oh, yeah. How's the food diary?
I had carbonara for lunch.
Yeah.
Oh. I had 4 Kit Kats last night, just because it's, easy to eat.
Yes.
So, sausage rolls.
Yeah, it's not going well on the food front, is it?
4 Kit Kats.
4 Kit Kats.
Do you remember that time? What was it when you woke up and there were all the wrappers around you? What was that?
Whenever I got in drunk, I'd buy loads of Milky Bar yogurts. And I woke up one morning and there was about 8.
That's right.
It was
the Milky Bar yogurts, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I had to stop that.
Yeah, I had to stop.
So talk us through waking up in Glastonbury this morning. So, the sun in your eyes, I assume, the sun coming through your tent.
There's loads of bugs in the tent, it's wet. It's just not for me, this, really. I knew it wouldn't be, but one of the things you've got to do, isn't it?
It is.
It's one of those things you've got to do.
I won't come back.
Have you seen anything weird, Unlucky Gary?
We've not been to the healing field yet.
Right.
Maybe when I go there.
Yeah, you definitely will see stuff there.
Might go there later.
Has anything scared you, Unlucky Gary?
Oh, last night we went to this bar and I've realised it's really hard to dance in mud.
To dance in mud?
Yeah, everything's just muddy. Mm. And it sucks your wellies down. And trying to dance in that was ridiculous. So you kind of stood still, just moving the top of your body. Which seems really weird. But everyone was doing it, so I didn't care.
It's just a dance with the top half.
Yeah, not the bottom, because you're stuck in the mud.
3 words to sum up your Glastonbury experience so far, Unlucky Gary.
Muddy, unhealthy, but sort of fun, though.
Sort of fun.
Sort of fun.
Yeah.
Oh, it'll be all right when Jess Glynn gets there, though.
Yeah, that'd be good.
What's the plan for tonight, then, Gary?
I might have a nap in a bit, and then...
He loves a nap.
And then, I don't know.
Why are you napping at Glastonbury, please?
Just a little disco nap.
Right. And then what's the plan after that?
There's no plan. I don't know what to do, really. Probably the healing fields.
Yeah, go out there. You'll see some sights.
You're not sure what to do, are you? There must be loads of stuff going on, because there's loads of people there. There must be stuff going on. I mean, it seems a bit weird to me that you're just sleeping through Glastonbury.
having that.
You don't go to Glastonbury for a nap?
No. I don't know. I'll go to Healing Field probably.
Okay.
You're hilarious because you've obviously heard about these Healing Fields. You keep mentioning the Healing Fields like it's the only thing that's on at Glastonbury.
What do you think happens there, Gary?
All sorts, I imagine.
What have you heard goes on in the Healing Fields?
Just naked people dancing around a campfire.
Yeah, kind of.
I'm not going to get involved, but it'd be a sight.
Yeah, I can tell you're fascinated by it, though. You keep mentioning the Healing Fields.
I don't know what else to do.
You're at Glastonbury.
I know.
Right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1. Els in Bristol says it's her first time she's not been in Glastonbury for about 3 years. Listening to Unlucky Gary is kind of helping her mourn her Glastow blues. Someone says, no way he's going to last till Sunday. It's just not going to happen. It's not, is it?
No. There wouldn't. The thing is, there's no escape for him, really.
No, but when Jess Glynn turns up, it would be better.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Callum says, OMG, the triangle stage. I was laughing so much, I did actually just have to pull over my van.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, brand new Dizzy. That's tomorrow. That's brand new Lethal Bizzle and Wobble on BBC Radio 1. Dizzy's with us tomorrow morning on the Radio and Breakfast Show from 8 o'clock. He's got a new track with Calvin Harris. Hi, Greg James.
Hello and hi.
Don't mix up your Dizzies with your Lethals.
No, don't.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Doesn't bode well. Early start tomorrow.
Oh, don't say that.
It's the Dizzies and the Bizzles, isn't it?
That's exactly what it is.
Dizzle and Bizzles.
I was listening to you earlier and you just finished bingo. Very good bingo, by the way.
It was good.
You just finished bingo.
Oh, what a mess I was.
Well, you couldn't talk and then Stark just went, what's wrong with you? I just burst out laughing listening to that. It's so funny.
Absolutely terrible. Okay, it is today's Real or New Real.
Nice to have someone with you that's really supportive. And just somebody just goes, what is wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? Here we go.
Police in Scotland have set up a special task force in the Aberdeen area to deal with thieving seagulls.
They are, aren't they? Annoying, aren't they?
Sneaky, aren't they?
They're not. They're not sneaky. That's the thing. They are not sneaky. They are blatant.
Yeah.
They are just there and they steal.
I was in Brighton last weekend and similar situation going on there with the seagulls. But I don't know what a task force is going to do about it. Because what they actually need is sort of bird police, don't they? Like seagulls that are willing to stand up to the other seagulls and just say this isn't on.
What would be bird police? Would it be crows? What would make good police birds?
Yeah,
crows?
Yeah, you're right. It will be a certain type.
Yeah, they're quite
of
bird, official, aren't they?
Yeah. Pretty like they just like no nonsense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a crow. Yeah,
maybe a crow.
Maybe a crow.
Yeah.
The crow.
Yeah, because they look...
Watch out, the crow are coming.
No, because...
twins.
Because they're kind of dressed in black, aren't they? So they look the part.
Yeah.
They've got a uniform.
Dressed in black. They've got a uniform.
They're dressed in black already in uniform, aren't they, really?
Yeah, exactly. They look the part. So is there now a special task force in Aberdeen to deal with thieving seagulls? There's a lot of them in Aberdeen. I've been there myself.
Good.
Well done.
Do you want to do a little review while we're here?
Nice place, actually.
Okay.
Very, all the bars quite close together, so it's just a small walk away from each one.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. That's my review of Aberdeen for you.
But there was loads of seagulls.
Oh, so many,
when you were there.
Right by the sea, isn't it?
I don't remember there being loads of seagulls there, but it must be a thing. Mm. Yeah, good idea, this. I'm going to go real on this one.
No task force. I would like there to be a crow task force, but I don't think that's true, so no real.
That one is no real.
No special task force set up, but Aberdeen shop owner Zaman Iqbal has gone viral after filming a seagull stealing crisps from his shop.
Crisps, that's nothing.
That's old school.
I mean, you'd film it if it's nicked a baby, because, I mean, they'd go for everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Little beachfront.
Or took a car or something. Do you know what I mean? Like something absurd.
Why has it gone viral? It's just crisps.
Yeah, they're obviously going to take the crisps.
People are weird. And next.
Radio 1 presenter Dev has been sending hundreds of pointless snaps because he thought it would unlock more filters.
Oh, yeah. Likely story.
That's a little bit harsh on Dev there, isn't it? It's suggesting that all his snaps are pointless.
Mm.
Whereas actually he's probably putting loads of effort into those.
But he's thinking that if he carries on, it's going to unlock more of the filters on the Snapchat.
Okay.
Well, I would assume the same. But the more you send... Well, I suppose it's to individual people and stuff. But if he's just doing to on his story, maybe that's different.
My mate was in the pub the other day, right? I went to go get some drinks, come back. He's sat there going through all the filters, you know, opening your mouth. Like, like fire's coming out.
Yeah.
Are you doing? And he's, because the thing is, right, it's all very well when you can see yourself in your phone. But when you're sat there and I'm looking at him and he's got his mouth open.
Yeah. I know, it's so weird. When you can't see what's happening on the screen and people are just scrolling through, it's really weird.
I'm
the dog.
But you're pulling faces at your phone as well, like you're pursing your lips.
Yeah.
All these people with lips are like...
Yeah,
like,
or trying to make your tongue really big. It's like, it's going to make your tongue really big anyway.
What are you doing?
I like taking pictures of people who are doing Snapchats.
Yeah.
That's really good. You can Snapchat the Snapchatters. Yeah. That's a really good. We should start a little blog for that.
That's wicked.
So Dev has been sending hundreds of pointless photos, thinking it would unlock more filters, real or no real.
This does sound very Dev. Mm. I'm going to say this is real.
Mm, I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Of course it is. Dev has indeed been sending pointless snaps on Snapchat, whereas all he actually needed to do was update the app to give him access to more filters than you can actually shake a stick at.
Oh, sorry, I misunderstood that, because you get little trophies and stuff. I thought he was going for that. That does sound like a very Dev thing to do.
And finally,
all of the bushes at this year's Glastonbury Festival are Wi-Fi enabled.
Ooh.
In the bush.
Technical bush.
That's strange, though, isn't it? Because that means then if you do want to use the Wi-Fi, you've got to get in the bush.
Yeah. Oh, what's going to happen to Unlucky Gary later, isn't it?
I
fell in a bush. But yeah, at least you have Wi-Fi.
Yeah, but I don't think that helps the situation, because if you're walking through Glastonbury and it's, you know, a bit of a journey to get from one end to the other, what you don't want to be happening is walking past the bushes, like going, what is going on in there? You know what I mean? Like, it will disturb you.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, you know, you've got to find little places to do certain things. And, you know, if someone's trying to... I'm just trying to find the wife. Good wife. Oh, my God, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Oh, I thought we'd get better reception here. I've got to tell my mum I'm okay. What are you doing to him?
There's somewhere in the bush.
This is a hot spot. You've taken it too literally.
This is a boingo hot spot. Oh! Why don't they work, please? Everyone know. So, hi, but
big up to Boingo
there.
It's the cloud. Oh, the cloud.
Oh, good. Oh, I'm on Boingo again.
High-tech bushes.
I'm sure
it does
work sometimes. Disclaimer. Real or no real, the bushes this year at Glastonbury are high-tech and Wi-Fi'd.
High-tech bush.
After we spoke about this yesterday or the day before with the toilet door that it acts as a mirror. So you know, from the outside, if you're looking at the toilets, you see a mirror. But on the other side, it's like you can properly see through other people. So you're seeing people staring at you completely clear.
Horrible.
You can do whatever you want.
But some people have sent us pictures of that from Glastonbury, and it is as good as I imagined.
It really is. I'd love it. I can't wait to see that.
So good.
That's going to be the first thing I do tomorrow. I'm going to find a tech bush and a toilet mirror.
It's the talking toilets at Glastonbury.
Great. Yeah.
It's got Brian Blessed's voice in as well.
Oh, this is a dream.
I think that one was real.
That's real. Absolutely.
Well,
real or no real? No, high-tech bushes at Glastow.
Real.
Quite Glastonbury, this. I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Not all the Glastonbury bushes are Wi-Fi enabled, but there are several Wi-Fi hotspots hidden in fake hedges across the festival.
Great.
So you can just Insta and Snapchat all weekend as long as you're near a bush. At the end of that round of real or no real...
Is that for the dating apps, then? I assume so.
Well, yeah. It's probably also for Dev, so we can get some more filters.
Yeah. I got 20, Greg got 30.
Good. And today...
Oh, my God, are you kidding? Kevin Hart and The Rock.
Yeah.
What?
5:10 on the show today, The Rock and Kevin Hart.
Together?
Together, because they've got a new film together.
Yeah.
And then we will have our film reviews with Ali Plum, because he's back off holiday now, Chris. So step down.
Are you missing doing the film reviews, Chris?
I kind of think it's right that Plum takes that back.
I would say yes.
That's all happening today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
We're back tomorrow morning in for Grimmy from 6:30, including our live guest at 8 o'clock, the return of Dizzy Rascal.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.